presents The Fred Allen Show. The Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests, Rudy Vallee, Portland Hoffa, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. And this is Kenny Delmar saying, I've ridden in a new Ford truck. How about you? And the Ford dealer who was showing it off told me a thing or two about these great new trucks. They're all bonus built, built extra strong to last longer. They have powerful new engines, a million-dollar cab that sets a new high in comfort for the driver. And the new line of Ford trucks has 139 different models, including the biggest trucks Ford has ever built. For all the facts on the hottest line of trucks on the road, see your Ford dealer. Night again, and here comes Fred Allen rolling along in his new Ford to keep his weekly date at the corner of Main Street. As Fred parks his Ford, he hears a voice say,
Mr. Allen!
Oh, Portland, hey! I'm a little late again, Portland. Have you been waiting long?
No. I was looking at that big movie sign across the street.
What sign?
It says, The Lucky Stiff, produced by Jack Benny.
The Lucky Stiff?
Uh-huh. It's a new picture.
After the horn blows at midnight, I guess the only way Benny can get his name on a picture is to produce it.
Seen Jack lately?
The last time I saw Mr. Benny, he was worried about where the government was going to get the money to pay the president's increase in salary. And then one day, Mr. Benny got a letter from the income tax department, and he knew where they were going to go.
You mean Jack?
Today he is better known as No Jack Benny.
Careful, Jack will get even with you.
Oh, get even with... Benny isn't allowed to mention my name anymore, you know. He has to tell jokes about Sam Spade now. But always remember, NBC is still the top network, Portland. That other outfit is the snug harbor of radio. It's becoming a home for old radio actors. They give them Social Security and put them away on a certain...
If you keep talking, your Hooper rating will go down.
The Hooper rating. You know what President Truman said after the election.
What?
President Truman said, I wouldn't believe another poll if I saw it in front of a barbershop.
Figure out the Hooper rating.
Well, nobody really knows, Portland. There's a lot of people in rocking chairs, I understand, who do it. The way Hooper works, that he can look in a pet shop window and tell you how many wags there are in a dog's tail. That's the system he uses. But enough about the indefinite. I think I'll get a paper, Portland.
Let's take a walk down Main Street.
That's a swell idea. Let's get going.
The paper say?
Well, this page, I just fortunately turned to this page, is full of ads. Look.
Walter Thornton models.
You know, when I quit radio, I think I'll go back modeling for Walter Thornton.
You were a model?
Oh, yes. I used to, only from the knees down. I used to model bulldog shoes. But from wearing the bulldog shoes too tight, my left foot got distemper. What could I do? I had to go into radio. What's this next ad here?
Uncle Sam's Umbrellas, born in New York and raised all over.
Say, here's something. Look at this. American Woman's Voluntary Services awards honors for outstanding achievements by women.
Who are some of the outstanding women?
Oh, well, I wouldn't know offhand. I tell you what, though, let's ask some people now as we're walking down Main Street. This man coming along with the burlap muffler. Pardon me, brother.
Craghorn, say Craghorn's name, son. Senator Craghorn out here.
Oh, Senator.
Shoot it to me, son. What's on your mind? I'm busier than a man with one tooth trying to eat an olive.
You're busy?
Yeah. The government is cutting down expenses. I'm heading the Committee for Paper Conservation.
Paper conservation?
We tried taking the pages out of old congressional records and making them into Dixie cups.
Dixie cups?
It wouldn't work.
Why not?
Them records was filled with congressman speeches.
Well, why couldn't the congressman speeches be made into Dixie cups?
They wouldn't hold water.
Oh, I see.
Don't let that get out, son.
No.
Drew Pearson will go to town.
Drew Pearson? I'll keep it under my hat, and I have another hat for Sundays. I'll put it... Say, what else is keeping you busy, Senator?
Well, I'm head of that hay lift.
Oh, yeah.
Buying bales of hay out to them four steers in the blizzard. It's the least Congress can do.
Son,
we owe our success to a steer.
You owe your success to a steer?
Where would Congress be without the old bull?
Well, tell me, Senator, what are some of women's outstanding achievements?
Well, son, in America, the hand that rocked the cradle of liberty was a woman's hand.
True.
There are many famous women.
Yeah?
There's Lucy Monroe, the mother of the Monroe Doctrine. There's Martha Washington, the mother of the Nicotine. And there's the Florence Nightingale, the mother of the Audubon Society.
Well, who is the outstanding woman, Senator?
In the South, the woman who has done the most for mankind is Chloe.
Chloe?
Yeah, Chloe went into a swamp and kept her mouth shut for 20 years. Son, every woman should follow Chloe's example.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Senator. If all the women ran into swamps, there would be no women left in the nation.
I know.
But a nation with no women, what would it be?
Stagnation. So long.
Well, come on, Portland. What are you looking at?
The sign in the liquor store.
What sign?
These two men drinking brandy.
Brandy?
It says, which twin has the pony?
Oh, that has to be the last of the pony. Say, look who's coming across the street.
Titus Moody.
Hi, Mr. Moody.
Howdy, bub.
Say, are your eyes bloodshot?
No.
Well, they say they look all red.
I know. For breakfast, I had a mess of beans.
Uh-huh.
I was eating the beans with a short knife.
A short knife, eh?
Bending over the plate to lord up the knife.
Yes.
My glasses fell off into the ketchup.
Oh, then your eyes aren't bloodshot.
No, it's ketchup on the glasses.
Oh, I see. Well, look, one of your eyes has a brown pupil.
Oh, that's a bean. It's stuck onto my eyelid. Cast it out.
Yes.
If it ain't one thing with me, it ain't long before it will be.
I assume that you've got trouble?
Yes, I just sent back my mail order catalog.
Oh, really?
I'm finished doing business through the mail.
Why?
If I'm getting a rookin', I'm getting my rookin' face to face.
Why are you so bitter about the mail?
Well, last spring, Miss Moody, she sent away for a bottle of Scalp King Hair Tonic and a bottle of Presto Lawn Stimulator.
Uh-huh.
Well, the mail order house sent 2-gallon jugs with no labels on them.
Well, she didn't know which jug was the hair tonic and which was the lawn stimulator?
That's right. But Miss Moody, she took a guess.
Uh-huh.
She rubbed one jug on her scalp.
Yes.
And the other jug she sprayed on the front lawn.
What happened?
Today, Miss Moody has grass sideburns.
And?
Our whole front lawn is a blonde pompadour.
Well, Titus, what do you think? If you get any dandruff on your lawn, let me know. I've got something that's good for that. Titus, what do you think about women's achievements?
Why, speaking of females, calls to mind the greatest martyr that the world has ever known.
Ah, yes, the greatest martyr. You mean Joan of Arc.
I mean Elsie the cow.
Elsie the cow is a martyr?
Down through the years, she's not only stood for a lot more than most people.
Yeah.
But Elsie's had more things pulled on her.
Let's go, Portland. Don't lag behind like that.
I was just looking in this office.
What office?
It says Jones Brothers Tree Surgeons. We have branches everywhere.
Say, I knew a tree surgeon one time. He fell out of a patient and broke his leg. Sad case.
Look who's coming out of the little picture theater.
Mrs. Nussbaum.
Papa needs you to come from France.
Mrs. Nussbaum, are you speaking French?
Who knows what I'm speaking?
Well, you're excited. Calm down now. Did something happen in the theater?
Well, I'm going inside thinking it is playing the schnook pit.
The schnook pit, yes.
Picture, Le Petit Fee, the tromboniste.
What is that?
The trombone player's granddaughter.
Oh.
It's a French picture.
Oh, a French picture. I see.
Up top, while the actors are parlez-vousing in French.
Yes.
Down below, it's flashing on in English, subtitles.
Oh, the subtitles. It sounds confusing.
Oh, I'm looking down to seeing what he's doing in English.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking up. It's too late.
It's too late?
Yes, in France, they are finished doing it.
Oh, wow. Well, tell me, Mrs. Nussbaum, about women's achievement.
Oh, always women are achieving.
Achieving, huh? Can you name a few outstanding women?
Well, quickly, I'm calling to mind Babette Gittleman.
Well, who is Babette Gittleman?
Babette Gittleman is the first woman at Miami to use for eating on the beach a smoked magnifying glass.
Good, good.
And Trudy Berkowitz?
Another famous woman?
The first woman in Far Rockaway to switch from seltzer to plain water. And Ming Tired Apple Pie?
Yes.
The first woman in the Bronx eating herring with chopsticks.
Well, these are all women of achievement indeed. But what woman now, in your estimation, Mrs. Nussbaum, has made the greatest achievement?
Evelyn with the magic violin.
And Evelyn's greatest achievement?
For 20 years, she's keeping Phil Spitali working, thank you.
Portland, you know, walking down Main Street at night is like taking a shortcut through a psychopathic ward.
You haven't found out much about women's achievements.
I sure haven't. Well, I'll try one more character for luck. This little man coming along with the green cutaway coat and the high hat. Hey, chum.
Here, don't get your hands up me. I can't get up.
Hey, Jax Cassidy.
Uh-huh. Stand back, me boy, and admire a well-dressed man.
Ajax, I must say that you are a Beau Brummel.
Nolan the Undertaker just paid me the finest compliment of the day.
Nolan the Undertaker?
Nolan says, Cassidy, if you drop dead in front of me funeral parlor, I could lay you in a casket just the way you are. I wouldn't have to touch a hand to you.
Well, that's some compliment.
Yep. He says the embalming fluid would give you some color, but outside of that, I have no suggestions.
Well, tell me, Ajax, why are you dressed up?
Oh, you don't know. I was invited to the dedication.
What dedication?
The mayor dedicated a sewer over in Queens.
A sewer?
Oh, me boy, what a sight it was. The mayor in his full dress suit and his white hip boots.
Yes.
Standing there in mock up to his fraternity pin. Lifting up the solid gold manhole cover.
Yes.
And as his honor looked down into the sewer to start the dedication.
Yes.
The Department of Sanitation band started playing, "These Foolish Things Remind Me of You."
Well, I hate to cut this short, Ajax, but our question tonight is about women and their achievement.
Sure, me boy. Today there's only one great woman.
Uh-huh.
She appeals to every man.
Yes.
She makes a man lose his head entirely.
Uh-huh.
Many a man has fallen for her.
She appeals to every man. She makes men lose their heads. Men fall for her. Who is this woman?
Miss Rheingold. Goodbye, you both.
So long. What are you picking up there?
It's a theater program.
Oh, a theater program?
It says Love Life.
Oh, Love Life. Say, that's a wonderful show. You know, there's a song in Love Life called Green Up Time.
What is it like?
Well, all I can say, if Al Goodman and his orchestra played it and the five DeMarco sisters sang it, Green Up Time would come out something like this.
Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be green up time? Then I began to look around, and in every field I found, greens were a-pushing up through the ground for green up time. And sure enough, the bluebells tingled April in the glass. And sure enough, I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling all so bright and bright. Then it hit me right now.
Wait just a minute, Portland. And Kenny Delmar just rushed out of the Ford dealer showroom. I wonder what's up. Hi, Kenny.
I can't stop, Fred. I'm on my way to the printers to order the invitations.
Oh, invitations? Are you you giving a party, are you?
No, Fred. These are for the Ford dealer.
Oh, the Ford dealer's giving a party.
Well, it isn't exactly a party. The Ford dealer's inviting everyone to come down and drive the new Ford.
Oh.
When you get behind the wheel of a new Ford, there's a wonderful difference you can feel.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you don't see it, Fred. You feel it.
Oh.
You feel the power of those new Ford Equipoise engines. You feel the new Ford's greater ease of handling. You feel the smoothness of Ford's new midship ride.
Oh, Kenny, wait. Look, now, if you print all of that on an invitation, it's going to weigh more than the Sunday Times.
Oh, well, the invitation is just going to say, you're invited to your Ford dealer.
Uh-huh.
People will feel for themselves the power of the Equipoise engines and the smoothness of the new midship ride once they get behind the wheel of the new Ford.
Well, when you get your invitations out, Kenny, this should be a happy party.
Fred, you haven't seen a happy party until you've seen a party who owns a 49 Ford. So long, Fred.
So long, Kenny. Come on, Portland, what now?
Did you see this sign in the pet shop window?
What sign?
It says, try Camel soap for your dog.
Camel soap for your dog?
It's good for their flea zone.
I... Hey, it sure is nice out tonight, Portland. Let's go back and get my Ford. We'll take a ride.
Oh, I have to buy Mama a new veil.
What's wrong with your mother's old veil?
This morning, she forgot she had her veil on, and Mama popped her bubble gum.
You know, I know a psychiatrist who gives credit if your mother's interested.
I have to turn at this corner.
Okay, put your hand out before I say, see you later, Portland.
Good night.
Good night. Well, I think I'll buy a magazine and go on home. I'll have something to read while I'm listening to Jack Eigen. There's a magazine stand in this Greyhound bus station. I just remembered. I'll go... Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
It is my fault I bumped into you.
Rudy Valley, I just... Rudy, what are you doing in a Greyhound bus station? Meeting someone?
No, Fred. I just bought my ticket back to California.
Rudy... You traveling across the country by bus?
Bus travel is wonderful, Fred. You ride in comfort, you see the country, you meet interesting people, and incidentally, you save $27.18.
But, Rudy...
Frankly, Fred, it's not the money. I ride the bus as a matter of loyalty.
Loyalty?
Along the road, I eat at Howard Johnson's stand.
And this is loyalty?
Howard Johnson is the ale man. Tables down at Howard's, to the food we love the will.
Please, Rudy.
I'm sorry, Fred. Thinking of Yale, I was carried away.
Well, Rudy, how come you're going back to California? You're a big hit at the Latin Quarter. You're still there, aren't you?
Yeah, 3 more days, Fred. Uh-huh. Confidentially, Fred, I'm a teeny-weeny bit disappointed in the Latin Quarter.
Disappointed how?
Well, I've been at the Latin Quarter 3 weeks. I've spoken to several people in Latin. Not one of them could answer me.
You enjoy talking Latin?
Occasionally, I like to sit around and chew the fat in Latin.
Chew the fat in Latin. Well, Rudy, just because nobody in New York speaks Latin, that's no reason for you to rush back to California.
But, Fred, I'm anxious to get back to my life of retirement in Hollywood.
Rudy, you, Mr. Show Business himself, retired? How do you spend your time?
Fred, if everyone lived the life I live, communism wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Really? What is your routine out there in Hollywood?
Every morning, promptly at 7 o'clock, I rise from my gold Murphy bed and pinch myself to see if I'm awake.
You have to pinch yourself to see if you're awake?
Yes. With my eyes, it's hard to tell when they're open.
Well, once you see you're awake...
I take a brisk shower, slip on my play suit, and dash out into the yard.
Yes.
Stepping behind a herd of gazelles... I enter the bank.
You have a bank in your yard?
The Bank of America built my own branch.
Oh.
They wanted to be near me.
Oh, I see.
I used to keep my deposits in their Hollywood branch.
Yes.
But my money started bulging the end of the bank.
Yes.
Children riding by on bicycles had to make a wide swerve.
Yes.
It is getting dangerous.
Well, tell me, what happens when you get into your bank?
I wet my finger and start counting my money.
Well, how long does it take to count your money?
Well, if it's a nice day, I don't hurry.
Yeah.
Soft stimulating, you see.
Yeah.
I generally count until it's time for lunch.
I see.
Then I dry my finger, ring for my houseboy.
And he serves lunch?
He pulls a brand. branch of an avocado tree in through the window, and I eat my fill.
You eat lunch in the bank?
Oh, yes. It's economical. I save money on napkins.
Well, how do you wipe off your mouth?
Generally on a $20 bill.
Oh, my.
Or if I'm unusually sloppy, I use two tens.
Two tens. And after lunch?
I take all of the money I counted before lunch and stack it.
This takes all afternoon?
Till the sun goes down. As soon as it gets too dark to see my money, I quit.
And after a hard day counting and stacking?
I rest my finger for an hour, don my Shantung Norfolk jacket, and prepare for the evening.
You're on the town, eh?
I usually start off by going to Romanoff's.
Oh, you eat dinner at Romanoff's?
No. Just as I walk in the door, someone starts shouting, "Look, there's Rudy Vallee."
Well, who starts the shouting?
I do. I wave at the diners for an hour or so, then at 10 o'clock I go back home, get out my Chippendale rake, and tidy up the lawn.
Well, what's on the lawn?
Money.
Money?
During the day, the interest is piled up and spilled over into the yard. Oh, it's a mess.
Oh, I can imagine.
After an exhausting day, I'm bushed.
You're ready to retire,
back
eh?
Back to my gold Murphy bed and my nightly rendezvous with Morpheus.
Well, Rudy, this retirement isn't for you.
But, Fred, I'm happy.
You intend to spend the rest of your life with a wet finger counting your money?
Yes, and I should live so long.
But, Rudy, you're a great entertainer. You've got to come back to show business.
But Fred, I'll only make more money. Where can I put it? Be reasonable, man.
Rudy, the income tax department will take the money off your hands. You can force them to.
No, Fred, it's too great a chance. With my luck, I'll get a capital gains deal and have to keep it all.
But, Rudy, you can't do this to America. You're singing better than ever. Why, I heard you at the Latin Quarter. You did that song, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
You want me to sing? I shall be happy to oblige, yes.
Oh, no, I don't.
The most beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy. The most beautiful girl in the world. The most beautiful face in the world may be simple, but a dimple makes that simple little face the most beautiful face in the world. Social, not a bit, natural kind of wit. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a chimney, and by chimney, neath that chimney, all my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world.
Rudy, that was great.
Thank you, Fred.
Rudy, listen to me, and you'll be bigger than you ever were. I'm going to get you into television.
But television is only here in the East.
It's spreading, Rudy. Television now goes all the way to St. Louis. This year, they're going to sell over 2 million television sets.
Who makes these television sets?
RCA.
RCA?
Get into television, Rudy. You owe it to your public.
And I owe it to myself.
Yourself?
I own 300 shares of RCA stock.
Then you will go into television?
I may have to get another rake for my lawn, but I'll do it.
Good. Come on, Rudy. You and I are going over to see my television agent. He's just down the block. Let's go. Well, here we are, Rudy. It's this glass door.
Let me see. Sam Prindle, television agent.
Sam is busy 24 hours a day. All he does is book Arthur Godfrey. Come on, let's go in.
After you.
Hello, Sam.
Well, Freddie Allen.
Sam, you've got your hat on.
Yeah, I just got back from Chicago yesterday.
Oh, Chicago.
I had to go out and see how the programs were coming through that coaxial cable.
Well, how are they coming through?
Freddie, we should have never laid that cable underground.
Why not?
Well, you know on radio how you get static?
Yes.
In television, we're getting gophers.
Gophers?
The channels are full of gophers.
Gosh.
You get gophers every place but Pittsburgh.
No kidding.
When you turn on a set in Pittsburgh, soft coal blows into the room.
Hey,
oh, trouble, trouble, trouble.
Well, Sam, Sam, good news. Your troubles are over. Meet Rudy Vallee.
I hope, Sam.
What's this?
Rudy's a singer.
A singer? There's too many singers screeching on television already.
But, Sam...
People looking at television see more tonsils in 1 week than the Mayo brothers do in a year.
You don't have to worry about my tonsils, Mr. Prindle. I don't sing through my mouth.
No, Rudy sings through his nose.
Oh, he's one of them sinus sopranos, huh?
Yes, I can sing duets. Two different songs. One out of each nostril.
If this guy had two noses, he'd be a quartet.
Ordinary singer, Mr. Prindle. I'm a Yale man.
Yeah, well, television don't need no locksmiths. It needs entertainment.
Wait a minute, Sam. Rudy here is a great dialectician.
A dialectician?
Rudy, give him a little Irish, Rudy.
All right, Fred.
You gave us going to be that Patricia Tyler, 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 Tyler.
There you are, Sam. How was that for Irish?
Freddy, this guy ain't no Ajax Cassidy.
Rudy was just warming up. Rudy, how about a little scotch?
All right, Fred.
It's a brauch mulig nicht, nicht gut, Mann.
Well. Well, Sam?
Freddy, let's step into the closet where this guy can't hear us.
Now, Sam. Sam, before you blow what's left of your top, Rudy here... Here's a ventriloquist.
A ventriloquist?
You've heard of Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou? Listen to this. All right, Rudy.
Little Willie from the mirror licked the mercury off, thinking in his childish error it was curious cold and cough. At the funeral, Willie's mother sadly said to Mrs. Brown, it was a cold, cold day for Willie when the mercury went down.
Freddy, you've convinced me. Even though he's been to Yale, this man belongs on television.
What did I tell you, Rudy?
You're giving me a show of my own, Mr. Prindle?
Starting right now, Rudy boy. Here, Fred, you tie these strings to the back of Rudy's pants.
Strings?
I'll run out and get some balloons.
But balloons? What kind of a show is this?
I can see it now. As the curtain rises, Freddy is jiggling you up and down with the string. 1,000 kids are yelling, waving balloons, and you are singing. It's howdy, Rudy time.
Close up shop, here's a fact every Ford owner should know. The average Ford dealer has been in business 16 years. No matter what year Ford you're driving, your Ford dealer knows that model from bumper to bumper, inside and out. With all that know-how and his special methods and special equipment, your Ford dealer can groom your Ford to peak condition and do it fast and reasonably. Next week, our guest will be Bert Lahr. Thank you and good night. Good night.
Are you happy? Well, Gary Moore, for whose judgment I have a tremendous regard, says you'll go on being happy if you keep tune now for Robert Montgomery in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Take It or Leave It comes later, you know, over NBC.